USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's brother has died at 71. Robert Trump had been ailing for months and was reportedly gravely ill when he met with President Trump on Friday at a New York City hospital. His cause of death has not been disclosed. Robert Trump worked for the Trump Organization and was recently in the news leading the lawsuit against his niece to prevent the publication of a book about the Trump family. President Trump considering pardoning perhaps the world's best-known leaker, Edward Snowden. The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. There are many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hundreds of thousands of California residents experienced a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday, largely because of a continuing heat wave. PG&E says the power went out at about 6:30 last evening after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency due to such high demand. The last time California ordered rolling blackouts was during the state's energy crisis of 2001. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump want kids back in school this fall for several reasons. Telling reporters in West Virginia yesterday,
"We really do believe it's best for our kids. It's best for children with special needs, learning disabilities, nutrition programs that are available. President Trump and I believe, as you do, we need to get our kids back to school this fall."
The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow night, a virtual affair because of the pandemic. It'll run for the next 4 nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Shots fired when two opposing protest groups clashed in Portland, Oregon last night. Members of Patriot Prayer were demonstrating against Antifa and criticizing recent Black Lives Matter protests, and that's when a counter-protest by Black Lives Matter started nearby. This man claimed he was just in the area and wasn't part of either demonstration, but he told a reporter,
"We were shot at, unprovoked, bear-maced, all that fun stuff. It's been 15, 20 minutes. The police are still not here. Two live rounds, and the police still have not shown up."
Many of the U.S. troops leaving Germany won't be traveling far for their next assignment. The U.S. and Poland finalized a deal yesterday when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo signed the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. During a visit to Warsaw, it calls for more American troops to be stationed in that European country. President Trump calling the agreement truly historic. A new study says cats can get COVID-19. Researchers at Texas A&M University say it's the first study to demonstrate that cats can catch the virus. A lead researcher saying cats that have tested positive show symptoms from a stuffy nose to other basic symptoms, but adds the virus is not deadly for cats like it can be for humans. So far, there's a small but growing list of virus cases reported among pets in the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.